We have a question from Brother Umar, and this is from the internet. He says, I'm a teenager, okay, and this question is very important to me. It's regarding music and dawah, he says, basically. And he says, it's a lot to do with the TV. He says, I have a TV at home and I watch Huda, but am I allowed to watch TV other than Islamic programs which have women wearing hijab? And if I'm not allowed to watch them, okay, are you telling me that a woman without a hijab or with a hijab on TV, I'm still not allowed to look at her? And the second question actually fills in from that. He says, I'm going to the UK for dawah purposes and to study. Am I allowed to give dawah to women who are not wearing hijab? Am I allowed to look at them?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. As for the first question, hijab has two schools. One is covering the face. The other is revealing the face but covering the entire body. So the first school says that you have to cover the whole body. If you are a follower of this school, as myself, then this means that you're not allowed to watch women who are not wearing the full hijab. Because the beauty of a woman is in her face. And this is an issue I don't want to go into, but if you want to get married to a woman, the first thing, or you want to propose to a woman, the first thing you ask is how beautiful she is. You don't ask about her figures. You just, is her face beautiful or not? But if you're a follower of the second school that says, no, it's okay to reveal a woman's face, then if this doesn't move anything in you, if you normally look at women in that sense and you have no fitna, no fear of temptation, then it's okay in accordance to the second school, if you follow the second school. But if you follow the first school, no, it's not permissible for you to watch anything that has a woman in it, as it is the order of Allah, the instruction of Allah, to lower the men's gaze and to lower the women's gaze from looking at the opposite sex. As far as the second question, which is making dawah to women in the UK, I don't see any reason for him to get in direct contact with the opposite sex. So if your sister goes with you to the UK, is it okay for her to give dawah to men? I think you're going to say, no, definitely not. And why is that? You're going to say she's different. Says, thank you. What makes her different than you? It's the same thing. It's a touche. So, no, you give dawah. Devote your work to giving dawah to men. And if you had a chance to throw a book here or there or a leaflet, or okay, if someone asks you a direct question, you can answer that, no problem. But I don't imagine a person, it's one of the steps, of the different steps of Satan. He comes to you and says that you speak good English, you have a good command of the language, and you are knowledgeable. Why don't you go to Thursday's discotheque and, you know, pick a nice woman to ask her for da'wah and to give her da'wah work? This is part of da'wah. It's all Allah's work. No, this is all of Satan's work.